Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Big Glacier Radio 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And today's start date, 10-222. 10-222, that's 10,222 days since Pluto last had its New Year's. And with the Glacier View Community Council notebook news, well, we'll probably have our own Jim Sykes from the borough come up and let us know what's happening in the borough. We will have, during the upcoming community council meeting, which, by the way, is September 7th at 7 p.m. at the Glacier View School. That's about mile 104. And I say about, that's mile 104 and 1 inch. So, September 7th, Jim Sykes at Glacier View Community Council meeting, 7 p.m., giving us a little update on the goings-on in the borough. We will be discussing EMT med support for our own Rachel Cody, who has been off and training in Boston to become a paramedic. Now, they just bought a house here in Glacier View. They've worked here for years, but now they own a home, and she's becoming a paramedic at a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of expense. So we're going to be talking about supporting that position a little bit. The Glacier View Community Council may start a sports committee. A sports committee to support local sports in school and maybe even adult sports activities. Also, the 911 call list, it's short. It's not big. We want as many people as possible on our 911 call list. We'll be talking about that. Puritan Creek Trail update. Whoa! We've used our grant money wisely and well, and we have 36 trail markers up with that carcinite material, plus 12 reflective signs of different designs. They're about 1 foot by, about 8 or 10 inches reflective, different signs about private property and stay on trail things. And we're now in the process of getting a kiosk built, which will get the Puritan Creek turnout. So that trail has been cleared, cleaned up, massaged, and so it's doing really well, and a bunch of folks went out and put in 36 carcinite trail markers recently and 12 signs in 2 days. Wow, that's really cool. Hats off to Lorraine Cordova for rounding that crew up and really doing a fabulous job. Our own vice president, Fred Hirschman, will be talking about updating the oral tradition information, the book that we keep our a news in from our council meetings, and also adding to it with actual recordings and typing out stories from local people here. And as always, we will have call for the good of order. The call for the good of the order is when residents in the community can request 3 minutes and have time to tell what other business that we might address as a council. Always interesting to see what happens with call for the good of the order. So, that is September 7th, 7 p.m., Glacier View School, the Glacier View Community Council meeting. There will likely be other things on the agenda. That's it so far. It's likely that the EMT medical support may involve a motion for some small amount of funding and other items that we will address. All right, hope you can be there. It's open to the public. It's open to all. And, that's the end of the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Well, it's still summertime until Labor Day, and I'm going to hold to that being summer. Not quite ready to give it up. Don't look at the yellow in the trees. So, just give you a little update. The fair is going strong, and Radio Free Palmer has a booth in the Raven Building, so stop by the booth, meet the folks that make the magic of Radio Free Palmer work, And we also have a small survey going. We'd love to hear from you. The fair news, we're getting news from the fair, from people visiting the fair every day, and Mike Bolevsky is giving us the latest, greatest. Also, Rotary has a Cabbage Way Off booth. If you want to get a ticket there, you can guess what you might think the new cabbage, grand cabbage will weigh. And so you can stop by the Rotary booth. They have a detailed information sheet on rain and the weather of, like the last 20 summers, and how much cabbage is weighed. So it's a fun booth outside of Raven Hall. So, Radio Free Palmer Inn, Cabbage Way Off booth outside of Raven Hall. Stop by the fair. It's great, raucous fun. And now, the end of Radio Free Palmer. We have 24 minutes of summer music.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. Take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
times of hardship, just remember, we are Groot.
Thank you. living close together, but they're all alone in the corner. There's the girl I once knew who broke me in two. So won't you please play a song, a sentimental song for my sentimental friend over there. We've been so long apart, make it go right to the heart of my sentimental friend over there. Bring the tears. Sentimental friend over there. I recall the way she used to feel when we heard a sad song. The teardrops would fall and she'd hold me and tell me she'd be forever with me.
That's it for The Glacier Review. Remember, you can find The Glacier Review on Facebook under The Glacier Review, and you can also find Radio Free Palmer in Facebook as well as radiofreepalmer.org. Now remember, Radio Free Palmer is a member-supported station with members just like you. If you have something to donate to our September 22nd spectacular fundraising event at the Glen Massey, please drop it off at the station right next to Fireside Books or give us a call. We'll come get it. If you're a business or just a resident here in the Palmer, Wasilla, Butte, Sutton, Chickaloon, and Glacier View areas, or you're just handy and want to give something away, we'd love to have it for our fall fundraiser, which is a silent auction. We might have a few live auction items. It's going to be, this is spectacular, September 22nd at the Glen Massey Theater, and we have the Super Saturated Sugar Strings as the music for the evening. So come join us. We have some beverages there that you can drink, and we have some silent auction items. It's our big fundraiser for the year. Come and support local community radio with a great evening of music, silent auction, and fun. But we are looking for silent auction items. Please give us a hand. I know we have a couple of Alaska Railroad tickets, and we're looking for other items. If you have something, stop by Radio Free Palmer right downtown next to Fireside Books, or give us a call and we'll come collect it from your business or your home. We'd be happy to put it in the silent auction as a fundraising effort. September 22nd, Glen Massey Theater, Super Saturated Sugar Strings. I tell you, it's going to be a great evening. Hope you can join us. Well, that's it for the Glacier Review. My name is Joseph Davis. Thanks for joining me. See you on my Facebook page. Until next week, here's the best to you and yours.